I had just gotten out of work at 11 p.m. and was heading back to my house. It's about a 45-minute drive to get home usually, as I live several miles outside of the city. It's always very quiet, and the roads are pretty empty once I start to get further out and closer to home. I always enjoyed the drives back from work. I found them peaceful and just a nice way to wind down after a long day. I was 20 minutes away from home, and just turned down a long side road that pretty much leads directly to my house. This was my usual route home that I'd been taking for years now, and I'd never had anything happen before. I will admit though, it was a bit of a creepy road at night. It was very dimly lit, and the sides of the road were surrounded by a dense forest. Not to mention, it would often get foggy during the later hours of the night, making things only visible within a few feet ahead. Again though, barely anyone is on this road at night, and there's no turns or anything, so visibility is never too much of an issue. Though a couple minutes down the road, I see through the fog a small blinking light. I couldn't really tell how far ahead it was, or even what side of the road it was on. I slowed down, and as I started to get closer, the light turned off completely. At this point, I was maybe going 15 to 20 miles per hour, when out of the fog, a small car pulls out from the side of the road and stops directly in front of me. I tried to brake, but I was too close already, and my car tapped the back of theirs. I was kind of in shock at first as to how suddenly it all happened, but I noticed neither of our cars really had much damage. Not really knowing what to do, I opened my door and stood beside my car, waiting for them to get out as well. I could see them moving around in the front seat, but I couldn't tell what they were doing. As I stood there, I looked at his car, noticing how old and worn it was and that the headlights were all turned off. Eventually, a man got out of the car slowly and began making his way over to me. From what I could see, he looked like a middle-aged man and was a pretty large guy. I decided to start off and asked, "Is everything okay? You pulled out pretty quick." He was acting a little strange, looking all around and never making eye contact with me. After a couple seconds, he replied, "Yeah, sorry." I wasn't really sure how to respond, but he was starting to really make me uncomfortable, and I didn't want to be out on an empty road alone with him. I told him that there was no real damage to either car, so I was going to get back on the road and head home. But as I began reaching for my car door, he told me to wait. He told me he wanted to check his car out for damage before I left. I said okay and stood next to my car as he looked at his back bumper. But then he started to walk around his car, pretending to look at it for damage, which was really weird because I'd only tapped his back bumper. As he started to make his way to the passenger side, I saw a large figure get up in the back seat and start moving towards the door. I immediately got in my car and locked it as a man got out of the back door, and both of them began waving their hands at me, telling me to stop. I was panicking at this point and put the car in drive and went around them down the road. Looking in the rearview mirror, I could see their lights turn on through the fog. I could see their lights for about 30 seconds, but eventually they faded out. I pulled into a gas station that was about 5 minutes from my house and waited there just to make sure that they didn't follow me home. But the car never passed by. After waiting for 15 minutes, I headed home. I decided not to call the cops at the time, as I wasn't entirely sure if I was just overreacting or not. I'm still not sure what those people really wanted, but the more I think about it, everything about that situation felt wrong. I don't know what their plan was, but part of me feels like something very dangerous was about to happen if I had not gotten out of there in time. Another part of me wishes I had reported the incident, as I find myself wondering, What if they had stopped following me so that they could try and lure someone else into their trap? I used to work for a small trucking company that would deliver frozen product to stores across several states. For the most part, I would do 3 or 4 deliveries before heading back to the warehouse and then home. Every once in a while, though, we would have a long delivery route where we would end too far to head back that same day, so we would have to sleep somewhere overnight before heading back. Usually, I'd just pull the truck into a truck stop and rest for a few hours and then get back on the road. Anyways, I was scheduled for a long delivery this day, and I knew I wouldn't get back until pretty late the next day. I got ready and headed out. Nothing happened the whole way there. I drove down, unloaded the truck, and started heading back. It was pretty late, though, around 1 in the morning. I figured I should rest for an hour or two before continuing all the way back. The last sign I saw for a truck stop said 40 miles ahead, so I still had a bit before getting there. I tend to space out for long periods of time when driving down long straight roads, especially this late at night when nobody else is on the road. Though I saw something flicker in my side mirror. I looked over and noticed headlights shining from right behind the trailer, but I couldn't see the car at all. This usually means that the car is in my blind spot because it's too close to the back for me to see. I continued down the road at the same speed, waiting for the car to get into the other lane and pass me, but to my surprise, he stayed right behind me. This was starting to really bother me, as I knew if I had to brake for any reason, this guy was for sure going to hit me. The truck stop was just a few miles ahead, though, so I tried to ignore them for the rest of the way there. Finally, I see the sign for the rest area and start to pull in. As I'm turning, I check my mirror, and I see the car slow down a little, but then he continues to follow me into the parking lot. I honestly wasn't sure what to think at this point, but I figured I must have accidentally cut him off a while back, and he just wanted to yell at me about it. I've gotten a lot of angry drivers in my years of trucking, so I was pretty used to it, but I've never had anyone follow me like this. I pulled into an open spot and shifted into park. The car slowly trailed behind me, and continued to get closer and closer to the back before eventually stopping. Again, he was too close for me to see him, but at this point it was getting too weird. I got out and started walking around to the back to question them. Though, almost as soon as I slammed my driver door shut, they put it in reverse and drove away in a rush. I couldn't see too well, but I could tell it was an older man and the car was white and rusted all over. It looked pretty similar to one of those old police cars with the front bumper bars and everything. I stood out there by the back of the truck for a couple of minutes, making sure everything was securely locked and that he didn't come back. Then I got back in the truck and turned it off. I double-checked all the doors to make sure that they were locked and did one quick glance out all the windows for any more cars. Then I laid back and closed my eyes. I woke, hearing a bang echo through my trailer. I checked my watch, seeing it had been almost 2 hours, and was a little past 3 a.m. Then there was another bang, but this time louder. I looked over in the side mirror, and saw a very faint shadow moving around towards the back. This time I got pretty freaked out. I grabbed a small knife that I kept in the middle compartment and started making my way to the back, but this time I left the driver door open as to not make any noise. As I got closer, I crouched down a little and looked under the trailer. I could clearly see someone standing right up against the back of the truck and their car just behind them with its headlights off. Once I saw that, a rush of fear ran through my body, and I decided not to approach any further, and instead shouted out to them. My voice was a little shaky, but it seemed to do the trick. They rushed into their car and sped off. Looking at the back door, there were scratches all over the lock and clear marks as if he was trying to cut it open. I looked around to see if any other trucks could have seen the incident, but the lot was pretty empty. After a couple minutes, I ended up just getting back on the road and headed home. Nothing else happened for the rest of the trip. I've always assumed the man was just trying to steal from my trailer, but obviously he didn't know that I was on my way back from a delivery and the whole trailer was empty. Anyways, it's still the most unnerving thing to happen to me during my years of trucking, and I still get paranoid sometimes with a feeling that a car might be following right behind me without me even knowing. I was attending a popular concert in the south side of Chicago last year. As most of you probably know, it's a pretty sketchy area down there, and the crime rate is really high. But the tickets were really cheap and the concert was well populated, so I felt pretty safe. Plus, I decided to go with a couple of my friends. The concert was great and we all really enjoyed ourselves, but we knew the drive out would be pretty bad with all the traffic. It was almost 10 p.m. by the time we got out of the parking lot and onto the main road. We realized pretty quick, though, that we were going to be on this road for a while, as the cars were barely even moving forward. Sitting there, my friends started to look up other routes to get back to our town, and they found one that could hopefully get us past all this traffic. After sitting in basically the same spot for 30 minutes, we agreed we would try the other route. We turned off the main road as soon as we could, and began going through neighborhood streets. Surprisingly, there were a lot of people outside this late at night, just walking around or standing in their yards. This wasn't normal from where we lived, which was just a couple hours west. As we continued down these neighborhood streets, we began to notice that the people outside would watch us as we drove by. And then we also started to realize that we hadn't seen any other cars in probably 20 minutes. This got us a little bit nervous, and we all started to pay more attention. I asked one of my friends to check where the nearest main road was, and as he was scrolling through the map, my other friend pointed out a car at the end of the street that we were on. It was parked sideways, blocking both lanes of the road. I stopped the car immediately and backed out and got onto the road that we were on previously, then continued down there. We began to panic a little bit, trying to find a safe way out to a more public area with other cars. But just a few seconds later, we again saw at the end of the road a sideways car blocking both lanes. I stopped the car and I looked over at my friends. We were all looking at each other, clueless of what to do. It was too dark, and we couldn't tell if anyone was in the car up ahead, so we didn't want to approach it. As we were discussing our options, two men came up from one of the houses off the street. One of them stood behind the car, and the other one came up to my window. He signaled with his hands for me to roll down the window, and nervously, I rolled it down just a few inches. The man looked at each of us and scanned the inside of the car, then asked me where we were headed. "Just back to the highway," I said. He nodded and looked over at his friend, who started to walk over to the passenger side. There was a small moment where it felt like everything went silent and nobody moved. Then suddenly, both men grabbed the doors, trying to open them repeatedly. I reacted as fast as I could, putting the car in reverse as everyone was screaming. Just as I started to back out, the man tried to stick his arm through the gap in the window and even got stuck for a second as I pulled the car back before slamming to the ground. I turned around and floored it out of the street and went back to the way we came. We were all in total shock. I tried to stay calm, but I was shaking uncontrollably. We all agreed we would go back to the same way we came and just get on the highway from there. I think we were all pretty shaken by the situation, but I do think that I handled it pretty well. Luckily, our doors were locked, though, because I'm not sure if I'd be here right now if they weren't.